Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Hooray! And we are back because we are not as sick as we were. We had gnarly flu and cold, which is pretty much what everybody in America is suffering from right now because of the blizzards and the cold and the blah, 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 winter and the season and all that. So if you're sick out there, hopefully this show will cheer you up a little bit. And if you're not sick out there, stay healthy. And if you've just gotten better from being sick, welcome back. Welcome back, Thompson.
Welcome back, Daddy.
So, Thompson, since you were sick, you got to spend a lot of time on the couch and a lot of time resting, and you got to learn about, well, you're doing some exciting things technologically now. You started playing on the PlayStation, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What do you play on the PlayStation?
Well, I make cool paintings on the computer.
Uh-huh.
And I used to make a painting on... Well, and I used to go to Mozilla Firefox. But now I'm going to make paintings for people.
That's fantastic. And I have to say, so you're doing some pretty interesting stuff there. Have you been looking at the other paintings and other art that Daddy's been posting up online?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of some of that stuff? Okay, are you stuck in a rut? Are you stuck in a rut?
I don't know what I can say.
Now, what games did you start playing a game with Mama on the PlayStation?
No.
I thought you were playing Rampage.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about Rampage.
Rampage is a game when you play a monster. Mm-hmm. And you could pick either one. But sometimes there's the biggest monster of all called King Kong. And he's a big monster. Man, he's huge!
What do the monsters do?
They fight other people. They don't really get at their monsters, you know?
Now, there's also something else that you started to check out, and that was TV shows. What was your favorite TV show that you got to pick off the bottom two shelves of American television, which is the 40s, 50s, and early 60s?
Well, I got two favorites. My first one is F Troop, which I really watch on other times, and that one is a TV show. And I got another favorite one called Gilligan's Island.
Yeah, Gilligan's Island is every kid my age grew up watching Gilligan's Island. F Troop was a little more rare. We didn't get to see that until later on Nick at Night. It's very silly. It's very silly. It's not real at all. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be able to tell the difference between real and not real, isn't it, Thompson?
Yeah.
Like, is King Kong real?
No.
Of course not. Is Frankenstein real?
No.
No. Is F Troop real?
No.
No, of course not. Hey, but Gilligan's Island has an awesome theme song, and it seems to me like you know how it goes. How does it go?
Just sit right back and hear a tale of faithful children that started on this trumpet port aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. When passengers that sailed one day for 3 hours torture him, 3 hours torture him. The weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed. When there...
If not for the courage of the fearless crew...
If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the middle would be lost. The middle would be lost.
The ship sank ground on the shore of this
uncharted desert isle with Gilgan, the skipper too, the millionaire, and his wife. The movie starts, and the rest are here on Gilligan's Isle.
Bravo! That's great, man. And you just picked that up yourself and learned all the words and just have been singing that again and again. That's a good song, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Catchy tune, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh, that's so...
I don't really know how to sing all the words in F-Troop, in the F-Troop song, you know?
Well, you've only seen two episodes of F-Troop, so I think you've seen maybe, three, four episodes of Gilligan's Island?
So we watched about Gilligan saving a person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. I watched that one, too.
Well, I am enjoying a nice cup of Island Blend 365 coffee with some organic half and half from our good friends up at Clover Stornetta. They're up there in Petaluma, California. Thank you, Clover Stornetta.
Thank you, Clover Stornetta.
And some Wholesome Sweetener brand organic turbinado raw cane sugar. So that's what I'm having this morning. And Thompson's eating a jelly oatmeal fruit bar kind of thing that Mama made for him from scratch. It's all healthy and stuff. We're almost out of time, Thompson.
Just.
No, not again, not again. Do you have any shout-outs? Oh.
Mama and Colin and Brad and Josie.
Yay! Anybody else from Laurel Hill you want to say hello to?
Hello.
Well, hello, Anne. Hello, Ed. Hello, Maria.
Hey, Josie!
Okay. Any other kids you want to say hi to?
To Gabriel. Hi, Gabriel.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for. We love you. ELE!
ELE!